From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The three American citizens who've been held in North Korea are on their way home after being released by the Koreans. President Trump said Wednesday he will greet the men when they arrive at an Air Force base near Washington, D.C.
Right now, flying back are three what they were calling hostages. We call them fine people, three really fine people. Seem to be healthy. They'll be landing at 2 o'clock in the morning at Andrews Air Force Base. And I'll be there to greet them. Mike will be with me.
Also on Wednesday, the president said the date and location of his summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will be announced within 3 days. It will not take place at the Korean demilitarized zone, as Mr. Trump had previously suggested it might.
We picked a time, we picked a place for the meeting, or summit, as you like to call it. And I think it'll be very successful. But as I always say, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Egypt is expressing reservations about President Trump's decision to pull the United States out of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. From Cairo, correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, told a group of students Wednesday the United States was merely hostile to Iran's existence in general. He says the United States says it opposes Iran's ballistic missile program or its nuclear energy program, but these are just excuses for its opposition to our presence in the Middle East in general and the existence of our Islamic Republic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Heavily armed suicide bombers attacked two police stations.